Leftists are very dumb for wanting a revolution. Now, most viewers of my past works will probably be confused hearing that from this mouth. The statement is true, though. It's the simple conclusion to arrive upon when you ponder these dilemmas for a few minutes, or when one of those types of leftists keep shouting revolution at you on Twitter.com. So allow me to openly ponder why leftists are dumb. Part 1. No one, even the most voracious capitalist eaters of the left, wants a violent revolution. Change is good. Everyone does desire specific outcomes to be achieved. For example, ensuring folks get paid fairly for their labor. That's a pretty forwardly reasonable goal to have. So when you ask certain leftists how you do that, like what actual steps you, the viewer, take to achieve this specific goal of fair labor, you'll get this annoying phrase we'll be hearing a lot in this series, which is, "My fellow comrades, we must get the people to join the revolution. General strike. Boycott the capitalists. Down with the bourgeoisie." Or as we English folk would translate them as, "the middle class."
Wait, what? That can't be right.
Sure, fine and dandy, but there's rarely any follow-up from that statement. Such leftists will shout out a list of issues and grievances which are generally valid and true, but the most common solution is literally revolution, ... utopia? Rather than say, search up your city. If your town is funded enough, you'll find a website that shows info about licenses and permits, taxes, the norm. The site will also probably have some page or calendar showing events the city hosts or is being hosted within city limits. Although you should safely attend these events you find interesting, that's not what's important. What is important is the question, who updates the website? Consider a Jan down the street. A mother with grown teens living their own lives. Tired of the empty stay-at-home lifestyle, Jan got a part-time job from the city. Now reading her book at the city desk instead of home, she's delighted to speak to you during your weekly recycle drop-off, especially this week, for she knows you've talked to Kimberly at the library, and Jan wants to surprise Kimberly with a little joke about the hot new book. It's gonna be corny. It's gonna be cheesy. It's gonna be wholesome whimsy. And that sort of silly little humor energy will be reflected in the webpage she manages. That very Jan is who leftists expect to be magically energized into this bombastic revolutionary soldier against the capitalist supermarket to shut down production like the West Virginia coal wars. Completely ignoring that this Jan, the simple life relaxed stay-at-home mom, already is organizing a community to become better, while only doing so part-time and safely. It's just not in the glamorous movie set way a lot of leftists think they want. Most organizing is making friends or acquaintances, acknowledging weird alliances, talking to people who trust you enough to follow your advice, and to help those you've made connections with, all while navigating around folks who despise you. Jan shows up. She's the respected one in the community. She can get the town hall filled to change some random ordinance her kids don't like. She is the one politicians turn into a campaign story about the enraged citizen upset her brother has to work 3 jobs just to pay off rent. And a non-insignificant amount of leftists would scoff and mock this Jan. Jan's an ignorant American. Jan's part of the system. Jan's licking the boot of the state. Jan has no class consciousness. Jan's vote is ineffective. Jan's not going far enough. Jan. This stupid leftist gets angry at an imaginary Jan to tweet about on Twitter for their doomscroll sesh, while the actual Jan will make her community sad when she retires. Who the mayor knows not to piss off. Who meets powerful people in the state. Who will be the point of contact for many of the active individuals in your area. Individuals that are the drivers of the community already going out to complete the tangible, achievable goals they believe will help themselves, or those they care about, or you. This sort of dumb leftist who endlessly complains exists because they were rightfully shown a problem in an ideal future they want, but with no tangible connective paths to logically solve for that reality. And no, read a book, watch this video, join the subreddit is not inherently a connective path. That type of leftist is very ignorant and I dare say delusional for having a literal world of people to come up with big solutions to enact, yet merely sticks with sitting at home daydreaming the vague notion of the revolution will be here soon. Why are you waiting for someone else to start your revolution? You too are a person who could go do all the weird revolution requests you instigate others to complete on your behalf. Why put the work onto others? Especially with the questionable legality present in revolutions that makes everyone uncomfortable for pretty obvious reasons.
Oh, that's right.
You're smart enough to parse that the bombastic revolution in your head sucks to perform and you're hoping that someone else in a less privileged position will have nothing to lose and will take the fall for you. If that statement upset you, dear revolutionary leftist,
well, there's a label I would love to give you. It's, what is it? Oh yeah!
Egotistical LARPer. That's you. A productive leftist should desire to seek a constantly updating answer to a material question they hold. To acknowledge the paths that can be reasonably taken according to each individual's ability, even if that task is small or tedious. Some progress still means less people suffer in the long term. Engaging in failure and inefficiency means you learn from mistakes and train to be more efficient. Trying to do something, even if it's not perfect, means people notice your efforts and are inspired to help, possibly opening up a chance to where a more opportune path can be started together. Sadly for us normal people who lean left and aren't LARPing with dangerous rhetoric, these dumb leftists pick the endless, easy short-term solution to consume. An ideal aesthetics buffet of a vast dream. A constant nostalgia of a revolt they never led, waving the unironed red flag they bought from insert mega corporation here. And the entire time they only feel alive deep within the make-believe land because they refuse to attempt living and building their dreams in reality. Be more like Jan. Get to the point where locals can be bickering about what the minimum wage should be and you can confidently disrupt the Ouroboros debate by saying,
"What about a maximum wage?"
Huh? What?
Maximum who?
A maxim what?
Maximum. A maximum wage. Clearly society figured out the minimum wage a person needs to live, so clearly we have the tools to figure out what the maximum amount someone needs to, while still incentivizing gaining the most profit for the liberal companies. Listen closely. Make the base wage of the lowest paid employee who purposely holds the least amount of responsibility in said company to be set to 100%. Next, let's set the maximum percentage any higher up can collectively earn for taking on the most responsibility in the company. Let's be really generous and say 20 times the base wage is adequate, aka a 2,000% wage. If a CEO can only earn $420 an hour by forcing all their lowest paid employees to suffer a 40% reduction of the base 100% wage employees know to be fair, then that CEO doesn't get a wage of $420 an hour. They can get back the $420 an hour wage once their leadership makes all the base employees earn the proper $21 wage needed for that 2,000% wage to equal $420. Those dearly kind CEOs agreeing with the $15 activists? They should get $300 an hour, maximum. Because we can clearly see 20 times the $15 wage is only $300. And if a CEO can't live off of the $300, how is a person living off the $15? No more hiding this disparity.
Well, we can be way more transparent about wage earnings on the daily without even divulging a person's actual income.
Thank you. Let's all pretend that some company has determined the job with the least amount of responsibilities in a fast food empire is a burger flipper's position.
That doesn't really make sense, but neither does cooking for minimum wage, so...
This is the company's payroll standard now. After signing the contract that states her list of duties as burger flipper, these responsibilities will be the 100% base income within the company annually. This means you do this list of chores, you get paid 100%. That's it. You're done, you put in 100% of the work, then you go home to live your life. Now, workers can ask what justifies their managers to take on half their pay extra per year. How is the manager putting in 150% of the work effort in each day? What percentage is completing the paperwork worth? What percentage is having to deal with angry customers worth? What percentage is the leadership role worth? Companies today clearly have been fine figuring out what each position's earnings should be around, so a switch to a loosely standardized percentage of responsibility isn't that big of a deal. If the burger flipper happens to be forced into cashierdom, a task beyond the agreed-upon list of chores, and must deal with those customers too, then perhaps their pay should be boosted by the proportion of responsibility that clearly boosted the manager's pay. This payroll tweak actually incentivizes workers to take on more responsibilities or have the direct justification as to why said employee is allowed to relax after finishing 100% of their tasks. If you're thinking, wouldn't the higher-ups just set the base responsibility to the level of an upper manager so they can pay the least amount to the most people? To that I say, you think the owner is going to give the new hire access to the money safe? Access to the accounting book? Power to order food shipment? The newbie, who just messed up the order of a high-value weekly customer, is going to de-escalate the situation? Then somehow train the other hires to not mess up like them? Every employee gets a store key to open up the whole store at any time. Absolutely not. The owner ain't gonna do that, and no employee is gonna accept a 0.25% for a wage increase above the base to do all of that. Moreover, not a single worker is gonna put in the effort of being a cashier for 0.0001% of a wage increase, especially when everyone can ask why the CEO has a 1,900% difference in pay. What actual tasks does the CEO do that equals up to 1,900% more responsibility and work effort than you? Unless your brain is stuck as some peasant from the medieval era where the king has all the money mandated by the gods, yeah, you're gonna force the CEO to quantify those tasks even in the slightest bit in case you've already been doing part of their jobs this whole entire time, meaning you've been putting in more than 100% of the work. You should get more money for more effort. I hear the liberals' free market bells toll. You say that the CEO will hide their annual pay and stock options and bonuses. I say, make the government add those sneaky taxes to the annual wage percentage publicly. The IRS already knows how much everyone earns. That's how they know how to fine you for messing up your taxes. The government can already check and enforce that the CEO's monetary earnings from a specific company doesn't go over the already generous 2,000% above the base pay wage. So any other percentage above that is just pure greed. Thus can be confiscated by the government to go back to the workers. Again, to be clear, if the CEO can't live off of $300 an hour, skill issue. They can work multiple jobs like the rest of us. Really guess how much harder a CEO would actually have to work if they were not only scrutinized as much as the burger flipper, but their base pay was directly tied to how well off the burger flipper must be, aka forcing the CEO to do their job of increasing value for all stakeholders. If you work for a business, you are a stakeholder. Make their greed directly benefit you instead of just the stockholders for once. Yeah, you're right, Jane. Yeah, you're right, Jan.
This Jan has a point.
Jan does it again.
This maximum wage idea sounds really cool.
Why didn't we think of that?
We only ever bickered about what we could do to implement a better minimum wage when it's obvious a maximum wage could exist too. Why does everyone, including companies, always focus on the minimum? Very odd. You know what? We should be asking what the steps are to get this implemented and any challenges that would arise from this proposal. A good place to start is probably a local representative, economist, or academic studying that area. Possibly we research how much owners make versus the lowest paid employee of any given company. So once we're prepared, we can not only use this information to discuss with the reps, the econ nerds, and excited professors, but we also meet with the local employees to explain this disparity. Afterwards, giving these employees follow-up actions they can take themselves with varying degrees of involvement and education to create their own solution-generating groups.
This is what you want, leftists. You want people to listen to you like this. You want people to question and ponder like this. You want people to have a plan that is tangible and has many goals built in up to the final goal like this. You want a plan structure with a beginning, middle, and end, with the knowledge of resources needed to start it.
That is how you get things done.
And look, if you think that I'm completely wrong because you have a big brain plan that can immediately enact the revolution, great! Fantastic! I don't know what you've been waiting for, not sure why no one knows how to implement it. Seems like a bit of an oversight that no one sees this amazing plan of yours in action. But, please share your schematics with the class. Share the explicit tools and steps in the list people need to take to complete your master plan. Most people will appreciate that.
If your updated answer to me is, I have a concept of a plan, but I'm not in a position to really pin down a concrete plan yet,
then I think that the majority will agree with me when I say to thee, shut up. I am in the position to make a plan, and boy howdy gee, do I have one for you. Go visit your city's website, see what work is being done locally you're willing to help with, safely check out local events to meet town folk, what their issues are, what community members have already been helping them, plus directly talk to multiple of your representatives, preferably locally, to see what systems or entities are already in place for you to assist with and gain skills that'll help you to start your own initiatives. You can even do that in your fursuit sometimes. That's cool, right?
Bootlicker. That doesn't end capitalism fast enough.
People of Twitter.com, we must do revolution! Revolution! Revolution!
Revolution! Thank you for watching.
Subscribe to my channel if you enjoyed this video. Maybe comment below to let me know if this video helped you in some way. Plus, check out my other videos, like The Furry Fandom is for Everyone. You'll probably like that one too. Oh, and these lovely folks scrolling by? Well, they support my work for a mere $1 or more on patreon.com/purecore, where they also saw this early and possibly more. That could also be you when you click on my Patreon links. Again, thank you for watching. Keep your revolutionary chain pure. I'll see you next time, everyone.